Donaldson Bang, and you're listening to Syracuse University GradCast. Today we are joined by Prajakta Mane. She is a graduate student here at Syracuse University and is part of our series on hearing from graduate students. There are so many episodes that we've done so far that talk about or speak to employers. They speak to people from all different kinds of backgrounds. We give all kinds of advice, but we've never just foregrounded the grad student voice on campus. And so this is part of a partnership with the graduate student organization. And I'm very pleased that Prajakta is here because she's going to share with us her experience of coming to the U.S. and what it's been like. And so I'm very happy to welcome you. Welcome, Prajakta.
Hi, Dan. It's very nice of you to invite me for this podcast. I actually love listening to GradCast episodes because, you know, they help me a lot. Like every morning I play them and like it's really refreshing every morning. Also, I remember writing an email to Tracy telling her how great it was for me to listen to these GradCasts. And then I also remember one GradCast which I loved. I think it was by Saad and it was really great and inspiring.
I'm really glad to hear that you've enjoyed it, and I hope that others are enjoying the podcast as well. We like making it. So, Prajakta, why don't you tell us where you're from and why you chose to come to the U.S. and specifically to Syracuse University?
So, I'd like to, you know, start by giving a brief intro. So, right now, I'm in the first semester of grad school. And I'm pursuing my master's in information systems from the iSchool. That is like what I'm doing here. And as to why I came to the US, was because my ambitions always required a higher degree of education. And, you know, for them to come true, I had to, you know, pursue something like in the US or like anywhere abroad. So I felt like I had a lot of great opportunities in the US, and that is why I decided to pursue my master's. As like, it sounds like a cliche, but I, you know, majorly chose SU because of its global ranking. And I really like the alumni network there. Like, even now when I reach out to someone, there's someone, I know that there's someone who's going to help me all the time. Like, you message them on LinkedIn and they'll be very quick to respond to your messages, and they're extremely helpful, which I, you know, never thought I would find here. Like one really important thing is that the president of the United States also went here. So that was a selling point for me.
I love that. I actually remember several years ago that Joe Biden actually came to the university and he spoke. And I remember watching him pull up, and the Secret Service is so clever about how they do it. He was here before we even realized it, and yet there's this huge long train of cars, and it was great to have him on campus here. I hadn't really thought about that as a reason why somebody might come, but I think that's terrific.
Oh, yeah. It's just one of the reasons why it, you know, got highlighted.
That's great. That's great. Do people back home talk about universities and give you a sense of where you should go? Are you looking it up on the internet? Like, where do people, how do people come to these types of decisions?
So in India, usually, we have a lot of counseling centers, like career counseling. And like, there's this chain of, you know, systems like where you approach a counselor to help you with your education abroad. He'll help you select the universities. Like, we have to give GRE for that. So according to our score, we have to choose a university, and then we have to look at the programs, and then we have to look at the professors and the students and the network. So like, it's a long process, honestly, because being graduate students, we have to apply for around 7 or 8 universities. So we have to complete all those applications, and we are going to have these people to guide us along. So yeah, that is how we do it. And then we have to, you know, do our own research as well, because, you know, you just can't trust anyone to do that. You need to know what you want to do and where you want to see yourself in the next 5 years. And that's how you have to accordingly plan.
Thank you. That actually shades a bit into the next question that I was curious about. Can you tell us a bit about the differences between the American university system and the Indian university system in general?
I would start by saying that the Indian education system is generally very rigid when it comes to choosing your own courses or something like that. But the American system is extremely flexible. Like I, you know, compare what students study here in their undergraduate and what I studied there. Like I felt like I did not have the flexibility nor the freedom to, you know, choose my own courses. But here I get, I get a lot of liberty to select my own path and curate my own courses. Like I can study very generic courses as well as like niche specialized courses from the university. And also the iSchool is really great in that matter because we get to select courses from the Whitman School of Management as well. And we can do some courses from the computer science department as well. So I think it really gives us an upper hand maybe. And there's one course which I'm greatly fond of. That is data analytics and decision making. It's in the Whitman School of Management. And that was like one of the reasons why I, you know, chose this data field.
In terms of choosing the data field and in general choosing STEM fields and the rigidity, as you say, of the Indian system, how does it work? Are people sort of nudged in the direction of certain types of fields? Are there tests that establish what people think you're good at? How, you know, in, even sort of more fundamentally than majors and how things are different here versus there, how do people make the decisions about what kind of thing they will do for a living and what kind of specialties they'll do? Because I know that it's highly irregular and varied in America, and it's part of what I find myself talking to people about in general sometimes. And I personally, maybe this is just selfish, but I'd love to hear how the decision making goes for somebody like you.
So in India, it's very, very different. Like some of us are forced by our parents to do something, and some of us have the free will to do something they like. But initially everything starts after our 10th grade. So, you know, we are, you know, made to choose between three streams, that is, science, commerce, and arts. So generally, everyone chooses science. A lot of people are not forced into commerce or arts. So like I feel like every kid is forced into science because, parents say that it'll open a lot of opportunities for you. And after, that we have 2 years of junior high school or like junior college, sorry. So we have 2 years of that. And then we have our 12th grade. So our 12th grade basically decides what we are going to pursue. Like it is like a more specialized stream. So I did take science in my 11th and 12th. And after that, I had an option of, you know, pursuing engineering or going to med school. Like I wasn't given any other option. So mostly like it was focused on like, okay, so you can pursue your engineering. And then after that, it's a 4-year course. I can talk specifically about engineering because I've done that. Like I've done my undergrad in computer science. So it's a 4-year course after that. And then like you have to sit for jobs, you have to sit for campus placements, and or you can, you know, decide to study further. That is why most of us come to grad school, to, you know, find some flexibility in what we have been studying. And, you know, it just opens up a lot of avenues for us. So that is how it goes.
Yeah. It reminds me of Henry Ford with his Model T. You could have it in any color you want as long as it's black.
It is exactly like that. Yes.
And nobody wants to be an artist in India, huh?
Not many people, like, I don't know why it's not encouraged here so much, but like, there are so many engineers in India, so many of them, and mostly a lot of people come to the US.
Yeah. Huh. So if you were to give somebody back home advice based on your experience, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that my experience, honestly, at SU has been unmatchable. Like, I would definitely inspire and motivate people to apply here, because the campus life in the US is vibrant. Like, irrespective of whatever university you study in, you'll always find yourself in a lot of different cultural experiences, and like, you will find yourself living the American life. And because I was a part of the GSO's advisory council, it was a great idea. And, you know, we used to focus on a lot of issues, like whatever bothered students. And the main aim was basically for the welfare of these students. And I feel like our president, Rob Ratke, was, you know, very clear on his vision and mission. So I feel like it's really convenient to live here, and I honestly love it.
That's fantastic. And of course, I'm glad to hear that you're having a great experience here. While you're in the U.S., what do you hope to accomplish, and what do you hope to do after this?
As a student, like as a master's student, I actually just want to make the most out of the opportunities that I've been given here. And I want to become the best version of myself. And I want to interact with a wide array of people, like as much as I can. And as far as my career goals are concerned, I would like to work as a data analyst or a data engineer, and, you know, help the company wherever I'm working make better decisions. Because I think I'm good with numbers and collecting data and like doing all the research. I feel like it's a very suitable job for my skills. And in the long term, basically, I hope to achieve work-life integration and not work-life balance. Because like, I feel work-life balance is totally overrated. You should be able to integrate that, and, you know, it should blend well, basically.
Huh. I like the work-life integration. Can you say more about that? That's very interesting to me.
So, like, we always, like, when we are, you know, reminded of work-life balance, we are like, it should be 50-50. But it is never going to be like that. Like, it generally is never like that. So, work-life integration is, like, you make it a part of your work, and then you, you know, work towards, like, benefiting both your personal and your professional life from it. Because, like, honestly, you don't want to do something you don't like. If you love it, it won't feel like work. So I think that is work-life integration, where you love what you're doing and you do it and you look forward to doing it every day.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful sentiment. Yeah, I guess the goal is to love what you do, whether that's in your so-called life or in your so-called work. That's a good point. Prajakta, any places in the US that you'd like to visit while you're here?
As a kid, I always thought of going to New York City, because, you know, we just used to look at the pictures and we used to be mesmerized by it. Then, like, all the lights, they seemed very glittery, and the image seemed very shiny. But then I did that over my Thanksgiving break, so I crossed it off my bucket list. Following that, I think I would like to visit San Diego, because it has a lot of wonderful beaches. And other than that, I would like to go to Vermont to watch the fall colors. And like, I would want to stay in a comfortable like log hut. And last but not the least, this is very weird, but I would like to go to Fairbanks in Alaska to see the Northern Lights.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Those are a good list.
Yeah, it's a long list.
It's a good list. It's a good list, and I'm glad that you got to New York. New York is my favorite place. I lived there for a dozen years. Yeah. So I'm glad that you're going to try to do those things, and I'm glad that you are here at the university. Any final words before we sign off today?
I think I'd like to say that every person should, you know, experience their time here. If you get a chance to come here, you should, you know, definitely choose coming to Syracuse, because and being a master's student is great. I mean, it's difficult sometimes, but like, it's how you learn to cope up with things. And it's how you, like, it's a new country for everyone. It's a new experience for everyone. So, and I feel like everyone is in the same boat as you are. Some people are just too good at not showing it. And some people are very vocal about it. But, like, in the end, what matters is your happiness and how you, you know, create your own path here.
Fantastic. Projakta, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan, for having me over today.
Absolutely. This has been Syracuse University GradCast.